Hello, this is Bonnie Bainbridge Cohen, and I would like to share with you a somatization that has been very helpful for me over the last 3 weeks. Perhaps it can be helpful for you as we face the challenge of the coronavirus passing across the earth. It's very clear that we are neighbors. We are neighbors. In the first week of March, on that Thursday, I heard on the radio an interview with a man who had just finished a book on caffeine. I was driving, peripherally listening, until he said that caffeine can interfere with the slow brain wave that we have when we're in deep sleep. I collapsed in 1996, was housebound 3 years, and many years, I'll say recovering or absorbing. Sleep has been an issue, and so I immediately perked up. Slow brainwave? I've read about different kinds of brainwaves in sleep, but I didn't remember a slow brainwave. It was probably labeled something else. My practice is embodiment. So I began to look. What is this slow brainwave? I was awake. And what I felt and feel is that there is a slow brainwave. I found one. But that it actually started a moment before in my pericardium. Oh. And from my pericardium, there was this flow from the left side of my body to the right, and from the left side of my brain to the right. It was very slow and calming, had a deep weightedness, an image. If I give it a metaphor of what that might be like in my sensation and feeling, at low tide, you know, when the gentle waves come flowing in, not so much rolling in as slowly coming in, and the thirsty sand gradually absorbs the water. It's a gentle flow, somewhat lazy. And I felt it begin to spread through my body, into my chest, my belly, my legs, my arms. At the same time, there was this slow brain wave in sync with this wave from my pericardium. It was also flowing from my left side of my brain to the right. So I'm sharing with you my experience, not a truth, that this is what happens for everyone. It's what I experienced, and therefore, that's what I'm sharing. You may have a different experience if this is of interest to you. I did wonder, and I do wonder, if this wave from the left to the right side, that the pericardium is a little more on the left, and that perhaps it was the left side of my brain, because one of the things I have found is that in cellular embodiment, it registers on the same side of the brain. So the left side of the body registers on the left side of the brain, and the right side of the body on the right side of the brain. And that might be through blood circulation. There are also nerves that don't cross to the other side. At the same time, information coming from the brain goes to the opposite side. Right brain to the left side of the body. Left brain to the right side of the body. These are all questions. I'm explaining, sharing, sensation and feeling, a felt sense. So I felt this wave slow, gently flowing from my pericardium, through my body, from my left side of my brain to the right. Different people ask me questions about it, searching for themselves, what it would be like for them. Somebody asked me this past week, and I went to describe it, but it was a different metaphor, that over the 2 weeks, now three, this wave is not like a low tide wave. It's more of a high tide wave, so that my sand is not so thirsty. My cells throughout my body are more bathed in this flow, so the ocean has come ashore. It's still gentle because at high tide, there's not the force because it's about to return to low tide or to the moving of the tide back out from the land. And then I wonder about the moon. There are many, many questions that are not answerable, but they can be explored. I'm wondering what would be of interest to you. Shall I guide you in a somatization? Perhaps that's what will be helpful. So I'm going to suggest that you lie down. Many of us are in our homes now, more than we normally are, to lie down, to feel the earth meeting you. That's one of the strengths of this time, is that the air is clearer, the earth perhaps has some chance to recuperate from our busyness. Let the earth hold you, and you support the earth. There's a relationship there. We're all electromagnetic. We all have this flow of fluid. We're spacious. Release the tension in your membranes, in your cells. So often we feel that it's our muscles that we have to let go. But you know, we have all these cells of all these tissues, and we can let them all rest. Rest into their resting state. Let them be refreshed instead of holding on to fear, is one thing certainly now, or longing. For me, that's the hardest to release, is longing. All the things that might be that are not in the moment, if you're just resting, can you just rest? Breathe. One of the important factors in this slow pericardial and brainwave is that we're breathing deeply in our belly. And by that I mean that the deep pit of your belly is breathing you, not with your frontal lobe breathing in your belly or sending breath somewhere. Let your deep inner being breathe you. Letting go of the frontal lobe direction, or director maybe is a better word. You don't have to direct anything, but release into the deep knowing of your own cells to breathe. And placing a hand on your heart, over your heart, over your breast, As you release the membranes of your heart and your pericardium and your lungs, it's to release to the resting state, not to release to zero, but to release into rest. And as you're releasing the membranes, can you open to the perception of a fluid wave passing from your pericardium? Not directing it, but allowing it to flow. And perhaps for someone else, or for you, at the same time release the left side of your brain, or release your whole brain. Maybe you'll be different than my experience. Your experience will be what it is. I'm only explaining from my own. And as yours is different, that's the one to follow. And when many people have explored, we'll find out what perhaps are the different patterns that emerge. I'm sharing the only way that I know, but it's not the only way. With your hand on your breast, can you feel your breast breathing? Not that you direct breath there, but that your breast is breathing. And you might put your hand then on your right breast. Can you feel your breast breathing? They are, you know, but you may not perceive them. Embodiment from this perspective is simply that you become conscious of unconscious processes. You don't make the unconscious, you just open to the perception of it. So it's an opening in the back of your brain to perceiving rather than directing from the front of your brain. The nervous system is set up so that in the central nervous system, the sensation comes in through the back and the motor, the motoric, flows out through the front. So receiving from the back and acting from the front. And we are oriented toward the front. We can walk backwards and turn from the back, but usually we are oriented toward the front. So resting, sinking into the fluidity, that's always going on inside, the passing of fluid through membranes, in and out of the cells, in and out of all the tissues. We are earth people. Feel the earth. She's also breathing. and breathe together. I found this very helpful before going to sleep. And what's amazing is that I am sleeping. I am really sleeping. And if I do wake up in the night, occasionally I still might be awake for an hour. But I release into my belly, into this fluid, slow wave. And sometimes I'll sleep another 3 or 4 hours. For others of you who might, because of age also, wake up and have to pee many times in the night, that's almost gone totally. I'm sleeping deeply and waking up peacefully. And there's something very profound in this wave that perhaps I knew at some point in my life, but perhaps I never did. I hope this could be helpful for you. Be well. Be well. Thank you.